USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking to reporters about a host of issues on the White House lawn as he heads to a Republican retreat in Baltimore, saying he's delaying the next round of tariffs on China as a favor to the president there.
We'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th or 1st. They were going to be set on October 1st. We're moving it to October 15th because they're having their 70th anniversary.
In other news, President Trump says he will make a decision on his next national security advisor by next week. To the Democrats now, the top 10 men and women who want to be president engaged in a third debate in Houston, Texas, sponsored by ABC News and Univision. All 10 on the stage together with four moderators, including David Muir from World News Tonight and George Stephanopoulos, host of This Week, the event at Texas Southern University. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The lack of rain in some spots in the West continues to be a problem, especially for California. The state continues to face the biggest risk from wildfires.
More than 8.7 million acres burned across America last year during wildfire season, and a new report says California did and again faces the biggest risk of wildfire of any state in the nation. CoreLogic reports that 776,000 homes are at extreme risk of being burned. And while no state is completely free from the threat of wildfires, the 13 western states are at the most risk. And the Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Diego metro areas in California rank as the top three high-risk areas. More than 42% of the residences in those areas are at high to extreme wildfire risk. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A couple wanted for murder on the run in Arizona, finally caught.
U.S. Marshals say the married fugitive couple, Blaine and Susan Barksdale, were wanted for murder after being on the run since August 26th of this year. They were arrested at a remote home in northern Arizona. U.S. Marshal for the District of Arizona, David Gonzalez, details the arrest after the homeowner walked out first.
Susan Barksdale, about 5 minutes later, came out. She was sobbing, very upset. She was taken into custody. She confirmed that Blaine was also inside the house.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's seen as a sad commentary on the state of affairs in 2019, but a growing number of Americans afraid they or a loved one might become a victim of a mass shooting. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Gallup took the telephone survey that was conducted from August 15th to the 30th in a random sampling of almost 2,300 adults. They found 48% of the respondents were very or somewhat concerned about themselves or a family member being a victim of a mass shooting. That 48% compares to 39% in 2017. Many of the respondents said the recent mass shootings led them to avoid public places like stores, restaurants, or churches, avoided events with large crowds such as concerts, festivals, or sporting events. 13% indicated they purchased a gun or a special product to protect them in the event of a mass shooting. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.